You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You know, this is not me. You have to realize that, you know, what they want to see a lot of times they don't know what they want, and they're just putting stuff in there because that's what has been done for so long. And you can go in there and be your true self and knock their socks off and help them see the role in a new way. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. If you like the podcast, please subscribe, leave a comment, double tap, swipe up, all the good things. We appreciate your support. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website, builtforthestage.com, or just click the link in the description of this episode. Special thanks to our producing team, Broadway Podcast Network. And here we go. We were actually on Built for the Stage's YouTube channel chatting with our guest. And we brought him on over here to our podcast platform to talk just a little bit more about his video feature premiere of a cabaret that he did last year, where he goes behind the curtain talking about his life in the theater. Please welcome our guest, Adam Jacobs. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? You hear me?
I'm doing really well. We can hear you. We're fighting that technology today. We're going to win.
Okay.
But for everyone listening, you probably know Adam from Marius and Les Mis, Simba and the Lion King, Aladdin. He is a Broadway staple. He's an awesome guy. I've gotten to chat with him a little bit here. Laid back Californian. Is that right, Adam? Californian? Is that what I say?
Yeah, that's right. San Franciscoan. You can say that, I guess.
All right, cool. So if you want to hear more about Behind the Curtain and just Adam's story, please head on over to our YouTube channel. And you can also get that info off of our Instagram at Built for the Stage. And make sure you give Adam a follow at Adam Jacobs NYC. So let's pick up our conversation from the YouTube channel where we were talking about fitting into a career in theater by not trying to adapt to a certain mold, but by just staying true to yourself. Let's jump back into that, Adam, and give our viewers a little bit of insight on what you feel is, you know, has been your best practice to stay true to yourself and how it's led to your successes.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for letting me talk about that. So starting out, you know, it was always kind of hard for me to figure out where I would fit in the industry. You know, people think they have these like categories in their mind, I feel like, of where they want to put you. You know, and when you watch TV, you know, you see, all right, you got the Latino guy, you got the stereotypical Asian guy, you know, and there's these sort of, you know, for lack of a better word, there's stereotypes out there and a lot of times they're trying to fit you into that box. And I always found it hard because I'm like, I don't really fit any one of those things. And I'm, you know, I'm a unique person. And you kind of want to say like, hey, look at me. I'm not any of those things. I'm who I am. And it's important to remember, you know, that you shouldn't be trying to play to the stereotype. They really do want to just know who you are and what you can bring to the table and your unique life experience, what you bring with that. And all of that stuff combined really will shine through and set you apart. So what I thought was my strength, what I thought was a weakness early on in my industry, I later came to realize was something that made me unique and made me stand apart and was actually something very useful and beneficial for me. So that's really what I'm trying to say. It's like, you can just have to kind of change your perspective on it and don't think that you're who you are is going to hold you back. It's actually what's going to help you stand apart and make you, you know, get to where you want to go.
Yeah. How did you go into, you know, room after room for different shows that you might not have booked and kept your morale high, I'll just say, and just stay true to that strategy of like, hey, I can't waver from who I am because eventually I'm going to get to that role where who I am gets me the role. So, you know, I want to make sure I don't retreat away from this strategy, but it had to have been tempting, right? Like, how did you overcome those temptations of fitting to a mold?
Well, for sure. And, you know, a lot of times, and even to this day, I'll get auditions for like, you know, a Latino gangbanger or like an Asian, you know, secretary who, you know, a scientific mathematic type of guy. You know, it's like, and it's very tempting to just play to the stereotype because you want to get the job. And you have to figure out, okay, you know, this is not me. You have to realize that, you know, what they want to see a lot of times they don't know what they want. And they're just putting stuff in there because that's what has been done for so long. And you can go in there and be your true self and knock their socks off and help them see the role in a new way. And that's kind of my job now, is to kind of open up their eyes and take the veil out off and say, oh yeah. It's almost like they write these characters as placeholders and they're until they can find the person that they know that they want. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I find that it's important to really just do what you feel is the right thing to do and trust those instincts and not think and go against the desire to try to fit in and do what you think is what they want to see, is what I was saying before.
Yeah, I think that's so true in a lot of cases where a casting director or a producing team, the artistic team, might be sitting behind a table thinking they know what they want, and then you bring something totally different and it's more oftentimes than not a, you know, an eyebrow raiser of like, oh, you know, oh. And then that's what gets you in the room again. And that's what potentially gets you that role down the road.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anything from the industry right now, like, you know, obviously 2020 and now 2021 is a time for hopeful change and just being activists in some shape or form. Is there anything from the industry that, you know, you see it going a certain direction or you would hope that it goes a different direction? Like, what do you hope is different when we get back to all this?
Yeah, well, I'm really hoping for a renaissance of artistic, just, you know, all of these people who have been trapped in quarantine. I'm hoping that they've been writing and creating and that we're going to see just an explosion of the arts when everything returns again. And I hope as well that they've been focusing on creating roles for a more diverse audience and for diverse actors as well. You know, I've been happy to see, actually in the past couple weeks or so, I've gotten two auditions that were where the characters were directly Filipino. One was like an animated character, and then another one was actually like a Filipino you know, character in a live show. And I was like, this is cool. This is progress in my mind. And, you know, I'm seeing that the writers are branching out and being brave and telling the stories of the people who have not been able to have their voices heard for so long. So, yeah. That's where I'm seeing some progress. And I hope it continues really to go in that direction. Also, in terms of just accessibility, You know, now with the quarantine and everything, it's been hard. And a lot of the lower income folks around the country have been, have not been treated and have not had the access to all the stuff that's been going on. And it's important now that we can include them. And like I said, get those stories out there, get those voices heard, and start making, you know, real theater again. And a lot of the theater companies around Chicago, where I am right now, especially like, you know, the All Black Voices theaters have been hit hard, and it's been hard just for, it's like the culture has been shut down in a lot of ways. And so we have to work hard to bring those people back.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Well, as we segue to the next topic and out of this conversation on the podcast, it's obviously been a tough year in 2020 and is still hard right now. Give our listeners a something to smile or laugh about. You know, we were talking about behind the curtain. Is there anything that you share within your story there that, you know, was a funny experience or some little tidbit you can give us to preview what we could see from your production of Behind the Curtain?
Oh yeah. So I think we were talking a little bit before about, you know, the idea of the showmance.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
And yeah, you know, everybody who's in the industry knows what that is. It's a romance that starts out, you know, between two people in a show, and they most usually end up not working out just because of the volatile nature of the industry. But, you know, you're backstage, a lot of times you're dressing in front of each other, you're dancing with partners close to each other. You know, it's not a typical work environment. And it's the kind of thing where you're kind of thrust into, you know, possibly even being played opposite somebody where you have to love them. You know, it's like, it's the kind of thing where lines can get blurred, and it's exciting, but it's also the kind of thing where it's like, all right, if you're in the cast and you have to kind of pick a side with these people, you know, it's like, whose side are you on? Are you on Jenny's side? Are you on, you know, Jay's side, and who's gonna win out, and you want to support them, but you also want to be like, keep it out of the dressing room, but it's impossible, right?
So it's
where, you know, I've had many experiences where I've been like the middleman, and I've had to be the go between, and I'm like, I don't want to be this. Like, I don't want to. I need to focus on my show right now, and you guys are like making it hard for everybody, you know. Uh-huh. So.
Did that segue you into like one of your songs from the cabaret, or is that what you used this for? Was it relatable?
Yeah. One of the songs, for example. Yeah. I talk about, you know, all you want to do is just, you know, you know, all you want to do is just let the whole thing go. You want to make it go away. And, you know, I talk about the breakups specifically. Uh-huh. And how hard those can be. And and then I go right into Separate Ways from Journey, for example. You know, so I have some like I have some rock stuff, and I got some pop stuff thrown in there. Of course, I have all the Broadway hits and classics sort of earlier on. And then I kind of just change gears in the second half and go just rock it out and have fun. And I think audiences will be surprised to see that that's something that they don't really know me for. So I'm hoping that they'll enjoy that.
Cool. Very cool. All right, Adam, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast. Really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Any last bit that you want to say about Behind the Curtain and like where we can look out for it, maybe on your Instagram, or let us know?
Yeah, please check out my Instagram, AdamJacobsNYC. I'll be posting hopefully fairly soon about where it's going to be live. It'll be streamed and you can check it out. Also keep an eye out for this film, Last Call in the Doghouse. I did around the same time when I filmed this concert. I was also working on that film, and that should be coming out very soon as well. And I'm excited that's going to come. So please keep an eye out, and thanks so much.
All right. Awesome, Adam. Thank you. Everyone listening, thanks so much for listening to Built for the Stage podcast. Once again, you can get a more behind the scenes detail conversation about Behind the Curtain with Adam on our YouTube channel. You can find that at Built for the Stage. Special thanks to our producing team, Broadway Podcast Network. You can check them out at bpn.fm. Also, don't forget about our free trial. Head to the website, builtforthestage.com, and let's get you working out like the actor athlete that you are. I'm Joe Roscoe, signing off. Later.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.